The government's expected to release more details of its pilot home isolation scheme for business tomorrow, with a long list of companies keen to get on board. Meanwhile, across the ditch in South Australia, they've already been trialling a similar scheme for interstate arrivals, and it's now expanding to include Defence Force workers coming home from overseas. Returnees spend their 14 days isolating at a private home rather than a government-run hotel. They're tested for COVID several times, and every day are subject to multiple random checks to make sure they are where they're supposed to be. But Gary Lowe, who was one of the first home isolation guinea pigs, says there's still a lot of trust involved.
Between the hours of, say, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m, I probably get three or four pings via the app to actually respond within 15 minutes. And they were quite random. Sometimes they'd only be an hour apart. Other times they were 3 or 4 hours apart.
And when they ping you, what do you have to do?
Basically, it comes up on your phone, just like a social media message notification, and basically open the app. And there was a series of selectors in the app, and one of them is respond to self-check-in request. And you've got 15 minutes to do that.
How do they know it's you, though, Gary?
So you have to have geolocation services turned on your phone. Your Google location equivalent, I guess, and your phone number and your device is tagged to that account. So they know it's your account. And then there's a facial recognition scan that happens as well.
And tell us about the facial recognition scan. Was that easy enough to use?
Yeah, it was easy to use. Literally just given a picture frame analogy to locate your face within. And if you're holding it too far away, it asks you to bring it closer. If you're too close, then your face doesn't fit in the frame. And then it just, when it's in place correctly, it starts to scan up and down, whole range of colours, fancy sort of application type movements, and then when the scan's successful, it says success.
So every time it pings you, you need to respond, but you also need to do that face mapping thing, do you, to make sure it's you?
Well, that's the only way to respond, is actually do the face mapping. Yes, the facial recognition is the only way to respond. You can't send a verbal text, or there's no other way to respond. It has to be the facial recognition.
What about health assessments, Gary, while you were locked down in isolation? Did you actually have any COVID tests, or do they send you any questionnaires about how you're feeling, if you've got a fever, anything like that?
Yes, well, both of those are included in the program. So, part of the SA Health requirement for home isolation is that you get tested on day 1, day 5 and day 13. You are allowed to take yourself from where you're isolating. You must be in a vehicle. You must be able to drive yourself or get yourself to one of the drive-through testing stations. I'm lucky that there's one quite close to where I'm living, about 700 metres away. It's open 24 hours. So I was able to go there at my own convenience. I didn't have to make an appointment and just drive through and get tested. And then part of the app, there's also a symptom check-in requirement. So each day you do have to respond on if you're showing any COVID, any of the COVID listed symptoms. And then also there's also a selector there that, I have no COVID symptoms. So you've got to respond, with the appropriate response for how you're feeling.
Outside of the testing regime, were you allowed to leave the property at all for exercise or for any reason?
No. No, basically just to take my rubbish out to the bin. Had to wear a face mask at all times if I was outside the front door. So I literally, in my little 40 square metre one bedder that I've got, I was literally in here for 2 weeks, except for taking the rubbish out to the bin, which was quite a trip.
Are there any penalties, or what was the potential outcome if you were breaching the rules? What did they say would happen?
So I had one facial recognition where the image didn't go through, didn't go back in time, and I missed the 15-minute check-in. And I just had a follow-up phone call Just asking, you know, was there a reason why I missed that check-in window? So, yeah, I just had to explain that the facial recognition didn't work on that one time. You know, and they're obviously being part of a trial, I guess the follow-up's a little different to, you know, if it was for general use, they'd have a different follow-up.
Do you know why it didn't work?
I believe it was because, and I had another time, because I was just, I've got my cycling trainer with me, so I was doing an indoor training routine, and I think I was a bit sweaty, to be honest. and then the second, it did happen one other time, and so I just, you know, ceased my activity, wiped myself down, and then it took the scan, no worries. So I think on the first occasion, that's most likely what it was. So I guess in a way, you know, because I was all covered in sweat and probably pulling a face, it was showing that it wasn't me.
And that is Gary Lowe, who was part of the home isolation trial in South Australia. If you're curious, participants were transported from the airport to the place that they were isolating at by police. If you don't check in, you get a call, as in a physical call from the police. And some of you are asking, how do they stop you having visitors? Well, it's a trust model when it comes to that.